Local law enforcement officers were dispatched out to Conehead on the Park City Ridge Line again after a man triggered an avalanche in the same area that killed a 45-year-old Salt Lake man on Sunday. Summit County Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright reports Tuesday's avalanche was triggered by a parachute skier.
Gone off the top of Dutch Draw, or Conehead as I believe it's referred to, went and touched down in the same area as where the avalanche happened on Sunday, triggered another smaller avalanche.
Wright says after sending resources to the area and speaking to the skier, the department confirmed that no one was buried or seriously injured in the slide. Earlier Tuesday morning, Trent Meisenheimer of the Utah Avalanche Center told KPCW about the dangers in the backcountry for the day.
We're really concerned up along the ridge lines where the wind has blown snow into pillows, and we're seeing some avalanches along those upper elevation ridge lines. Those slopes right now, especially the upper elevations, are unstable. We're encouraging people to avoid those by keeping their slope angles low, so that means staying on terrain that's under 30 degrees in slope steepness. We also need to make sure that we have our rescue gear, beacon, shovel, probe. That's always standard in the backcountry, and we always recommend traveling with a partner.
The Utah Avalanche Center reported on Tuesday that the Park City area had considerable danger, a level 3 on a scale of 5, on mid and upper elevation slopes that face northwest through east. The concern was triggering a deep and dangerous avalanche on a persistent weak layer of snow found at the base of the snowpack. Lieutenant Wright emphasized the importance of backcountry skiers following the Utah Avalanche Center's alerts.
People need to be aware of what they're getting themselves into when they decide to go into the backcountry. The fact that someone is up in the same area where an avalanche took the life of someone just 2 days ago, it's concerning that people are willing to continue to take that risk and go into the backcountry like that in the exact same area. I mean, it's literally next to the slide that took the life of the individual on Sunday. So people need to be aware of that. They need to follow these alerts. They need to have the proper equipment and use good judgment and common sense when going into the backcountry.
On Sunday, 45-year-old Salt Lake resident Matt Tausig was buried in an avalanche in the Conehead area of Dutch Draw. Tausig was skiing with his family in Canyons Resort when he entered the backcountry exit gate at the top of 9990 and triggered the avalanche that killed him. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.